Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-L.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the
pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Cha, cha.
I don't know if that helped.
I don't know if that helps.
You know what? You know what? I'm here for it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to remind you, if you have not already gotten your tickets for the Survivor Tour show of the Sexy Liberal, October 23rd at the Barrymore Theater in Madison, Wisconsin, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Because here's the deal. I know what you're saying to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going, I don't live in Madison, Wisconsin, well, Francis.
What's wrong with you? Not everybody lives in Madison. We know that.
We know that. We've gotten you taken care of. You can get a pay-per-view ticket just by going to the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Go to sexyliberal.com.
Do it now, and you can watch the pay-per-view.
Yes!
Of the live show. What?
Yes!
Because we are on top of the technology.
Let me tell you something. Before this podcast, we wrote a funny-ass joke about Joe Biden. So just know that that's going to be funny
If you want to hear it, you're going to have to buy a ticket some kind of way. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Also, we want to remind you, thank you for subscribing, downloading this podcast. But this is the thing. If you're not doing it for all the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, again, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I mean, it's called self-care, people.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you got to put some care into yourself.
We're trying to teach you and show you the avenues of which, how you can take care of you.
Thank you. That's how we take care of us. We want you to take care of you with us.
Yes, yes, yes. And another way that you help us immensely is by being a Patreon subscriber.
Oh, you are the wind beneath our wings, the gas in my car, the popcorn that we eat.
Yes. We want to thank everyone who became new Patreon subscribers last week.
Thank you so much. We completely appreciate that. And you know, when you are a Patreon friend, what we like to do is say thank you. And one of the many ways we say thank you is through micro idiots.
Three a week.
That's one. It's a little episode on one dumb story. They get fully explored.
That's right. So you can go and check. You know what? And here's the thing. There are hundreds of them.
Hundreds now. Isn't that crazy when you look at them, how many we've done? And we've done, I'm going to tell you something. We are experts in stupid.
We are experts.
I know that sounds bad for us, but you know what we mean.
We are experts. So go to patreon.com, put in Frangela Duo, and become a Patreon, please. And while you're on the internet, go to cameo.com and get a specialized happy birthday message video from Frangela.
That's right. Or for, you know, a pep talk, or we could tell your boss why you were late, or we could tell your neighbor that they need to be more quiet.
Yes.
Whatever you need, you know, within the realm of, you know, that doesn't get us in trouble.
Of decency.
Yeah, you know, well, maybe not even, we'll be indecent.
No, all the time.
You know, but we just won't do anything that gets us in trouble.
Yeah, right.
But other than that, so please, go to Cameo. I want to thank you for everyone who has. We did a lovely birthday message today.
Yes. Okay. And also join us Tuesdays at 1 p.m. on Facebook at the Frangela Duo Facebook page for our Facebook Idiot of the Week live. Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
You can watch us do Idiot of the Week, which I think is a whole other level of enjoyment.
It is. And then always join us on the Stephanie Miller Show on every Friday in the last hour for Fridays with Frangela, or as we like to call it,
the Black Power Hour.
What happens?
I think that's what everybody calls it.
I think so.
That is when Stephanie Miller transmogrifies into Stephanie Mills.
Oh my God.
I can't describe it. You have to be there.
It's fantabulous.
It really is all of that.
Yes. Well, yesterday, Biden urged California voters to back Newsom in a recall election. President Biden made a last-minute appeal to California voters to back Governor Gavin Newsom in the state's recall election, which is today as we record.
Here's the deal. Number one, it needs to be defeated. Let's assume that's happened, because I can't assume anything else and make it through today without seriously burning shit down.
I know.
And I don't want to tell you that I've got a big, long fire, one of them fireplace lighters in the car. I don't want to tell you that.
Right.
But the point is, job one, change this fucking bullshit.
Yes. Why are we even dealing with this?
Oh, my God. You know how few signatures it takes in this state to get a recall
right
of somebody who was perfectly democratically elected by an overwhelming majority of
That's
the
right.
This wasn't even a close race. He won by over, it was something between 63% and 67%.
And what and Californians have to now pay, we have to foot the bill of $200 million.
That's right.
For an this election bullshit week. When election.
When we have to do it again next year. He's up for re-election. And it's like literally but bullshit.
But the GOP, this is every ounce of this.
Yes.
Is worth the GOP's time.
That's right, because it's worked before.
And not only has it just worked before, but just, here's the thing. What I've watched is Larry Elder come up.
Yeah.
Larry Elder get...
Okay.
Get, he is now legitimized
okay.
at himself as a fucking candidate.
Let me tell you something. Stephanie Miller... outside of the Black Power Hour,
yes.
is a better Black person than Larry Elder could ever hope
Jesus, ain't
to
she?
Be. And if we could make a trade, we are all open day long, all day long. Now, I understand that that's not a fair trade. We're going to have to add some people to it before because Stephanie's too good of a trade. I get it.
I get it.
I understand. We can negotiate. We don't want the man is what I'm trying to say. And this and we need to dive into this because this needs to stop. Okay,
yes.
We need to stop. Trump was bad enough, all right? But this needs to stop.
Well,
the elevating and normalizing of white supremacy
yes.
needs to stop. So let me be clear about, I want to be clear about my feelings. Number one, as we've discussed, Francis,
yes.
I don't believe that Black people should patrol other Black people's Blackness.
Not ever. Not
I don't either.
Ever.
Having said that, Larry Elder is a no good tap dancing biscuit making step and fetch it Uncle Tom. That is what needs to be said. That's just science.
I'll just straight up call him a coon.
See, this is the only problem with that word is don't go using it.
White people
don't use that word. Do not use that word.
It's not appropriate for you to come out your mouth.
I 100% agree with the sentiment, but do not say that word.
But that's why we're on our podcast.
We tell you the truth. That's right. We tell you the truth on this podcast.
Talking about
that's what he is. Fuck the barbecue. Larry Elder can't come into the neighborhood.
Yes.
That's who he is. We tossing pigeons when we see his car near the outskirts.
Totally.
And being like, don't, you can't come up in here. And be clear, there have always been.
Yes.
Always been these people, the traitors.
That's
right.
The people
that step forward to camouflage and make it okay.
You know, always. Let me break down step and fetch it for you.
Thank you.
Okay. What does it mean to step?
We might need some little
fucking
educational
it.
Moment music.
This is a fragile educational
okay.
moment.
Okay. Because Larry Elder is a step and fetch it motherfucker.
He absolutely
and,
is.
And he is what, when we as Black people or any minority, be
Thank
it
you.
Women,
yeah, we got gender
Asians,
problems.
Be it Latinos. Well, here's the thing within our own communities. Let's talk about the term model minority.
Thank
it's a
you.
Term that gets thrown around, especially in the Asian community. But
which
this
is fucked up.
Which is fucked up. But here's the thing about Larry Elder being a model minority. See, here's the thing.
A model.
When you are a model slave, right?
That's right.
You get the extra biscuit from
that's
master.
Right. Maybe pat you on your head.
That's right. And it gives you a sense,
mm-hmm.
gives one a sense of accomplishment that you are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what and who and the relationship that Larry Elder has with the GOP. He is their step and fucking fetch it Negro.
And it's, when I tell you the idea that he is in any way a legitimate candidate for any office is absolutely abhorrent.
Yes!
And not only is he grossly, grossly unqualified to be any sort of elected official, certainly the governor of the fifth largest economy in the fucking planet, no goddamn way does he have a right to that job.
No.
On top of the fact that he's a piece of shit, white supremacist.
Yes, well,
like he just is.
Here's the thing about model minority candidates, and here's a quote from a writer. Model minority candidates can help affirm far-right perspectives on racism while offering a defense against the charge that the Republican Party is too white. See, they use you coming and fucking
That's
going.
Right. Okay? I believe it's Janelle Wong. She's a professor of American Studies at the University of Maryland.
Yes, yes. And it's a strategy that allows the GOP to recognize race and racism, but lets them off the hook with respect about to changing any policy about it.
That's right.
All right. And then the other aspect, let's talk about the aspects of what elder actually what the fuck comes what out of his doing. Mouth.
And Mama's talked about this. Similar's talked about this on the show because they used to work. They had the show, I believe they were on after him.
Yes.
And so they talk about how he's always been tooting this horn. And there's been a lot of speculation about what does he really believe.
Right.
You know, that this is an act. That he does this because it's a way for him to make money. And that is in and of itself unethical and completely disgusting. But
Elder has said that women know less about men, less than men, about political issues, mm-hmm. economics, and current events. This is a person who doesn't even respect the electorate.
No.
All right, 50% of us.
It's
all
a
right?
strategy, though, and I love what this woman, Janelle Wong, professor, said. She says, playing the good minority is a strategy that many different people have used, either by minorities themselves or as a label that people have projected onto various individuals or groups to further an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care if he sincerely believes
no.
that white people are superior or that he sincerely believes that women can't be leaders. I can only react to what people say and do.
Yeah.
And what he says and does makes him a white supremacist apologist.
Yes.
And he's disgusting.
Yeah. He's criticized Roe v. Wade as one of the worst decisions that the Supreme Court has ever handed down. Women aren't his only target. It's, of course, as Angela just said, black people. He has said that black people are more racist than whites. He's argued that systemic racism is not a problem and that critical race theory and reparations are not the answer.
While arguing, however, for further reparations, because they did get reparations, for further reparations to be paid to former slave owners.
Yes.
And I guess, but what he's saying is their descendants.
Yes. And let's crush that item right now. On April 16th, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill emancipating enslaved people in Washington to end the long struggle and to ease slave owners' pain.
Because it
their
was painful.
Pain.
It was painful for
their
them,
their pain.
They were in pain.
The District of Columbia, an Emancipation Act, paid those loyal to the Union up to $300 for every enslaved person freed.
Yeah.
So they did.
Bought them. They bought their
them.
Freedom.
They bought the freedom.
But the reality of this is he just says things like that. In no way do I believe that this is an agenda item of theirs to get reparations for former slave owners. It is for the fucking Proud Boys or whatever, probably.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. But the reality is that is, it's red meat, right?
Yeah.
It's, you don't have to feel bad about slavery.
No.
You don't have to feel bad about anything.
And I'm a black person here.
I'm telling you that as a black person, which means everything's cool, dude. Just
yeah.
elect me in office and I'll do all the things you want me to do as long as I get my check.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's who he is. But the idea that he is a legit, and I don't care how you feel about Gavin Newsom. What's clear to me is that we are in a much better position than tons of other states, certainly than any other Republican-run state. And that the powers of this state are significant and belong in the hands of people who were actually elected by a majority of the population.
Absolutely. And I do appreciate that Newsom finally got smart and made this a race against Elder.
Against Trump.
And against Trump. And really about, do you want to get rid of mask mandates? Do you want to,
yep.
do you want to be Louisiana?
Do you want to have our ICUs so overfull that your husband dies of a heart attack, that you die of a heart attack, that your child
that
has been hurt in a car accident can't get an ICU bed?
That's right.
This is the problem. And I'm looking at these places and what they're doing is criminal. What these governors are doing is criminal. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to get to Joe. We're going to get to Joe and how where Uncle Joe is showing up because he is. But the reality here is this needs to stop. Do you know that every single elected official in California, they try a recall on everyone? It's just standard operating
yeah.
procedure. It costs us millions of dollars. It wastes a lot of time. It exhausts the electorate, and it's got to stop.
It's got to stop.
It's insane to me. And then we've got states where you can't recall anybody for any reason.
No, no.
So we have to look at a bunch of that, but I think what I need to have happen before he leaves office is we need to address this loop, this problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this again.
For any reason.
For any reason. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
And the thing is, if you are hearing this, it's too late, which is problematic. We've talked about it for weeks. We've talked, you know, we've heard about it, but the reality is everybody always, you need to vote in every single election.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the holidays are here and finding the perfect gift is tricky, right? Omaha Steaks makes it so easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Everyone I've sent this to goes crazy. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. You not only save over 50%, but you get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free. These are the best burgers, period. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship right away. Avoid the holiday shipping hustle and bustle and order the perfect gift package today at OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget you get those 8 free burgers when you enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of food you get. Everybody is just bowled over when they get this Omaha Steaks gift package. The best steaks, the best burgers, the best chicken, you name it. How about those caramel apple tartlets? Everything is incredible. OmahaSteaks.com. But don't forget that keyword is Stephanie in the search bar. OmahaSteaks.com. Do it now.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All 4 cast members will be on stage performing together.
But going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually f*** your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I got kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeatHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and grope tickets will be available at the Barrymore Show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. Blinken defends, had to go and defend Biden's handling of Afghanistan, the withdrawal this morning.
I can't, Francis.
I know.
I can't, because we can't have a thorough hearing on January 6th.
Yeah, but they got this shit up in a hurry. Hot, quick, and fast.
In a hurry.
Hot, quick, and fast. I was like, how the hell? You mean to tell me motherfuckers
they
went
withdrawn right now?
Yeah.
I mean, not the military's gone, but there are people there. Like, it's absolutely insane. And I have to say that what I am liking mm-hmm. is Biden is shifting.
Yeah.
And you remember when he, certainly before the, after the election and during the transition, especially, they would not say anything about Trump.
Yeah.
Right. The Biden team, they were just like, oh, we're trying to integrate, but they did not say, look, they're not giving us this information. Look, mm-hmm. they're not, which they weren't. They're not telling us about this deal. They're not telling us where troops are. They're not telling us the things we need about COVID to know so that we can come in.
Right.
They were very like, we're not going to do that. And for the first part of this year, I think stayed in that pose. And as time has gone on and things have gotten worse, what we've seen is a relaxing of the refusal to acknowledge the sins of the past president.
Yes.
And now Biden is on full. Like, if you didn't get a chance to watch Biden at the Gavin Newsom event on Monday night of this week before the election, it's worth going and looking at it. You know, go on YouTube or wherever and look at it, because the speech he gave, the worm has turned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The strategy is now shifted, and I am in favor of it because he's calling a spade a spade.
Yeah, and not a black person.
Thank you. He is literally, Biden, at one point, he leans into the podium and he goes, talking about the recall, he's like, you cannot let this happen.
Yeah.
He's talking all staccato, like he's, you know, your daddy or your mm-hmm. mama, and be like, look. And he's addressing the fact that it's not just when we talk about Afghanistan especially, it's a legacy of 20 years.
Yes.
On top of the incredible damage Trump did on his way out.
Right. Well, here's a quote from Blinken. We inherited a deadline. We did not inherit a plan.
That seems fairly typical of the last administration. They never have a plan.
Right.
But he's always going to plan for, he always says he's going to have a plan once he's in office.
But you know what? And this is the thing that gets me. Everybody's sitting here going, well, you know, we want the withdrawal all around, Republicans,
that's right,
Democrats, but what we didn't, this is the problem. Americans, we don't want to walk away feeling like we lost. We've been lost.
Yes.
We lost this 18 years ago.
Yeah, it's and I think the reality of right now, and I am sick of it. I'm sick of MSNBC because you know I can't even watch CNN. I'm sick of them all day long on this shit. Because here's the deal: could it have been better? Absolutely. Did the where I see the intelligence failure is not knowing that Ashraf Ghani and all those heads, the heads of that state and that
That's
military,
right.
had already made deals with the Taliban. That's the intelligence failure, not because. And I that's the thing. We got to ask Malcolm Nance about it.
Yeah.
Because from my point of view, like, I look at this and I go, and again, I don't hear anybody asking this question.
No.
The reality is they act like those two things just sort of happened. Like, all of a sudden, all the military commanders, they just kind of didn't show up for work.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it was a sick out, you guys. Like, they negotiated this quite clearly. And they were corrupt. Quite clearly, there's corruption in this government that we weren't aware of at the extent of which. But that is the failure. And saying to this country and to the world that the pullout could have been better. Of course it could have. It always could have.
Yeah.
And do I think that the people who worked with us should get out? Yeah. I also think that all those organizations should have been working on that before this year.
That's right.
And I know that people are going to say they have been for 6 years, but you didn't put the pedal to the metal till now.
Yeah.
And that's been a problem. And I get it. But the reality is, yeah, it was going to be hard this year to get somebody out. And yeah, and then simultaneously critiquing the withdrawal, but also saying they shouldn't be talking to the leadership of the Taliban because they are in fact terrorists. Like, well, what do you want?
Right.
Because either you want a massive military re-presence, if you can, that's not even a way to put that.
Right.
Or they got to deal with what they got to deal with.
Yeah, and they do. But here's the thing. That's the problem with the GOP. They don't want to deal in reality.
No.
They want to deal in
with Trump making a deal with people, but you're not okay with us dealing with it?
That's right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Another item. Capitol Police arrested a man multiple knives,
you know,
a bayonet, and a machete.
Okay, you know what?
Near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington.
Let me explain to you, Francis. I think the safest thing I can do to make sure I don't get harassed by the police is to put some swastikas on my car.
Right.
That seems to keep you relatively safe.
Well, Donald Craighead told Capitol Police that he was, quote-unquote,
On patrol. He was on patrol.
And began talking about white supremacist ideology and other rhetoric pertaining to white supremacy. His pickup truck also had a swastika and other white supremacist symbols.
More than one.
He got out the paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
He had him a arts and crafts day.
I have been followed around stores,
girl,
and told the price of items before I put my hand anywhere near them by people. And this motherfucker could drive all around.
And, I mean, the country at will.
Car full of crazy shit. You know, and I've
got multiple knives,
a bayonet,
and a fucking machete.
This is ridiculous.
This is a black person killing party.
This is,
you know what I'm saying?
It is ridiculous.
If a black man was found with one of these on the street,
Francis, with a $20 bill that's questionable, asleep in their bed.
That's what I'm telling you.
Saying I don't want to put out my cigarette on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, even the Capitol shooter, we've said it before. If that man in that van had been he'd been parking there for weeks, apparently.
Yeah.
If he had been black, they wouldn't have happened. Because there's no way they would have let the black man park at this, live in a van where they play the, members of Congress play softball or whatever every week. They would never have let that go down.
Somebody I know lives in New York. Was waiting for their car service in Manhattan in their building.
Mm-hmm.
Someone came down the stairs, out the elevator with their dog and said, turned to this black woman, white man turned to this black woman and said, you don't belong here. You can't stay here. Assuming that she's homeless. When she lives in that building.
Probably has for years.
And what she had to decide in that moment was, do I even address this fool? I have to stand here and wait for my car. I have no choice, but I don't have time to deal with the police
mm-hmm.
right now. I got to get, it's a Saturday. I got to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a black woman has to deal with. To go to work.
This motherfucker
gets
to drive
building.
Up into the nation's capital with a van covered in the symbols of a of a fascist, genocidal, disgusting group of people that we fought a war to defeat.
Yep.
A world war to defeat.
Yep.
All over his damn car.
Yep. And that is our final word. And now it's time for resistance wrap up.
Thank you. This is an actionable item for you. I'm going to tell you the truth, as I've been saying. And it's been hard. Every week I come up here and I go, look, we talked about Afghanistan and refugees and ways to help them. We've talked about abortion rights and ways to be involved in trying to address the ridiculous ban in Texas, mm-hmm. and stay in that fight. But the truth is we keep saying the real battle, I feel like, we feel like, is voting rights.
Yes.
And so we're going to keep saying it.
Banging
it hard. You know, you need to be calling all your representatives and your senators every week, every day. It doesn't have to be long. Somebody else is going to go, hey, I'm calling to say that this is the most important thing to me. And if I don't see you moving forward in voting rights legislation, I have to look at voting for people who will. Click. Or, I like what you did. Click. But that is, you know, but we need to be doing that. 202-224-3121 as the general switchboard for both parts, the Senate and the House of Representatives. But also,
we can also encourage you to go to fairfight.com. And here's a quote from their organization. Democracy works best when we put in place the guardrails that ensure every American has an equal opportunity to make their voice heard and be fairly represented. And if we don't do that, if we don't make sure that everybody's voice is fairly represented. We had a friend, Nancy, mm-hmm. She went to go vote yesterday. She's a white lady, lives in a white neighborhood. She had trouble still finding her ballot box here in California. And, yeah. and I was like, Nancy, I want you to imagine if you are you didn't have a car, you're a single parent with kids and you're living in a minority neighborhood where there are no drop boxes, mm-hmm. there are no ballot boxes, there are no mailboxes.
And trust me, yeah, no mailboxes. And trust me, I didn't trust the mailbox.
Yeah.
Because of DeJoy and because of what got him with the mail. I was like, no, I don't want to use the mailbox.
You know, I was like, here's the thing. You're having trouble and issues and you have the best of the best.
That's right.
Available access and availability to you to make sure that you can vote. And you're concerned.
You're having trouble.
And you're having trouble.
Yep.
Imagine what it's like in other states for other people, especially people of color.
That's the thing. And we have to get out there and you have to vote. So, and this is Stacey Abrams' organization. And she is, quite frankly, why she's not in charge of everything, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because a woman can organize.
Yeah.
So if you have the inclination, money, time, there are things other than money that you can do in this fight, and even other than calling. You know,
yeah.
Join one of these committees. Start one in your neighborhood, in your region. Find other people, like-minded people, step heads, whatever. We've got to move forward on this because I don't know that we're going to have options after 2022.
Yeah. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.